So you were in the back of the, for folks who were not there at Otakon, there was a little scavenger hunt going on all over the dealer's room, as well as Artist Alley and elsewhere, and several, and you had to find the official Viz Sailor Senshi to get a stamp, and if you got them all, you could get a photo with everybody, as well as a special edition medallion, which was a quite interesting thing. I believe though, when you guys were on your break, you had other Otakon staff taking care of it.
Correct.
Which I believe yours was with a lady with Otakon Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I'd also heard that one of the days there was a guy who was screaming, "I am Sailor Jupiter," who had my stamp as well.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. There was one for Venus, who was a dude in the Artist Alley.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that was a hoot and a holler. And for those of you who watch the Otakon blog boards on Facebook and Twitter, you can find them. There were some pretty funny ones from there. But continuing on, what does cosplay mean to you, especially in regards to the kind of self-expression and self-reliance and the independence in the making and wearing of the costume?
Oh, wow. Cosplay to me is basically, like what you said, it's an outlet for me to express my creativity. I picked it up when I was in college. I didn't get to do it when I was younger, but it was just kind of another means for me to express my love and joy for the series that I grew up watching. And not only that, I also like to stay very busy, so it helps me stay very, very busy with my hands.
Indeed. And, I mean, especially as an individual, I mean, what is it, you know, how do you, what does it make you feel? What are your thoughts in your portrayal and, your making of the costumes?
I think that it makes me feel, I guess, unique, which you don't really get a lot of that once you hit the adult world. You don't get to be as creative as you were when you were in high school or even like junior high or elementary school. So, for me, it's one of those things where I get to still hone in on those skills and still be creative, even though I'm an adult now.
And still be free.
Yes.
Because this is America, damn it.
Yes.
Right. What are your thoughts on the DIY nature of cosplay? I mean, that's a big thing about it is it's, you know, this is your own creations. You know, these aren't, you know, you're doing everything independent, more or less, of the big media companies. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I like making my own stuff. I did start out buying my costumes because I had no clue how to sew. I picked up sewing. I taught myself because I was not pleased with how things were fitting, and I just felt like I could, you know, do a better job with my own creativity. So I value the do-it-yourself for cosplay, but at the same time, I'm not going to fault someone who wants to buy their costume in that respect. So just, like, I guess to make things clear on that, I don't want people thinking, oh, she's an elitist or blah, 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 you know. But no, I really respect the craftsmanship, and I really respect the people who do come up with their own costumes and can create from scratch, because it's a skill that is starting to become lost in our society, you know, the sewing and the crafting aspect. So I can always respect someone who crafts their own stuff.
So you like the value of self-reliance and independence that it comes with.
Yes, and I'm a very competitive person by nature. So for me, crafting, I like to compete in masquerades and craftsmanship competitions. So for me, it's one of the gateways where I can still compete, even though I'm not in anything that's really competitive anymore.
Indeed. And what do you think about the skills involved? I mean, what do you think their utility is? I mean, not only in cosplay, but outside of it in the wider world. What do you think is the meaning of that?
I really think with when you teach yourself how to sew and when you teach yourself the craftsmanship aspect of costuming, it gives you a lot of different skill sets that you don't realize are going to help you in the real world. I feel like it gives you self-discipline. I think it gives you, you know, the self-reliance, like you said. I think it also helps you with, you know, project managing and managing your time. I think they're really good skill sets that I feel like people overlook when they see someone who makes their own costumes or, you know, does the costuming stuff in general.
Indeed. All right. And of course, Jupiter's not the only one you cosplay. would you like to tell everybody a little bit about some of your other ones?
Oh, sure. Which ones would you like to talk about?
Well, I mean, not to make this necessarily about me, but one of my favorite ones I saw, you did Launch from the original Dragon Ball.
Yes.
And I have to ask, Launch, why Launch?
Why Launch? Well, okay, so funny story, I actually did not grow up watching Dragon Ball. I recently picked it up, probably in the last, like, 6 months. I started with Dragon Ball and went on the Dragon Ball Z, but anyways, Dragon Ball, I love Launch. I love her dual personality. It cracks me up. I love the sneezing aspect of her personality, and I'm really sad that Akira Toriyama forgot about her in Dragon Ball Z. But no, I really like that when she's blonde, or I guess bad Launch, she's like just so belligerent and just shoots her weapons whenever the heck she wants. She's basically like the crowd clearer at the tournaments. And it also helped a little bit that I cosplayed Isla from Chrono Trigger, so it's kind of the same wig. So I only had to really add the bow to the wig, which was a lot of fun.
Very nice. And I have a question. Have at a cosplay convention, have you ever taken a photo with a Master Roshi?
I have.
And have you pointed your submachine gun at him?
I have pointed my rocket launcher at him.
Oh, even better. Marvelous. So one of the I saw you do Hermione from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Which is a very I see a lot of those at conventions lately. A lot of real interest in Harry Potter.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, were you a fan of the original, or did you kind of come to it later?
Oh no, I grew up reading it. My parents bought the books for me when I was in, like, I would say 3rd or 4th grade, and I have been with it since pretty much the beginning. I went to almost every book release. I remember, I think it was it my I'm dating myself a little bit. I think it was my senior year when the 7th book came out, and oh my gosh, I've loved Harry Potter for such a long time.
Excellent. And I understand you also do a character, another great classic character two of them from Final Fantasy and The Legends of Zelda. Would you like to tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure. I cosplay Aerith from Final Fantasy VII. That was actually my first costume. Mm-hmm. Aerith has always been one of my favorite characters from the Final Fantasy series. She's got one of those, you know, groundbreaking emotional plot devices that I don't know if it's a spoiler at this point. But I really loved her character because, again, she's kind of like Jupiter with her personality in that respect, where she's really cute and girly and flirty, but, you know, when she tells the Don that she's going to rip his balls off, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but that's her quote, you know, when they're in the honeybee manner, you can tell she's been on the streets for a little bit.
She's been around the block.
Yeah, yeah.
And your character from The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, yes, Malon. I know a lot of people kind of forget about her because you don't need Epona all the time, but you need to get Epona just because it's Epona. But no, Malon, oh my gosh, I love her spunky farm girl attitude. I know she's such a minor character, but her design, when I saw it as a little kid, this, like, Legend of Zelda was one of those big games for me as a little kid because I played it with my dad and my brother. So it was one of those ones where I had to cosplay something from it. And
fun for the whole family.
Oh, of course. But Malon's design, I love it because, I mean, I grew up on a farm, so naturally I kind of leaned towards her a little bit because of the farm girl aspect.
Marvelous. And, I mean, considering all your different costumes and stuff, they're very wide and varied. Mm-hmm. And the way you play and the way you portray them, obviously varies. What inspires your work?